China has warned that there will be consequences if Australia doesn't withdraw criticism of a new air defence that China has established in the East China Sea. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop said the announcement was unhelpful and it will not contribute to regional stability, but China says that Australia's comments are irresponsible and it's now demanded those comments be withdrawn to avoid damaging bilateral relationships. Qantas has called for the federal government to review foreign ownership laws, claiming that it's competing on an unfair playing field. Rival Virgin Australia is majority owned by three state-owned airlines. Federal Treasurer Joe Hockey says there should be debate on this issue. Victoria Police has apologised after a senior detective used a photo of Jill Maher's body in a shallow grave as a prop during a speech. The graphic photograph was shown to hundreds of people at a prostate cancer fundraiser last week. Acting Deputy Commissioner Steve Fontana says it was an unfortunate error of judgment. A three-year-old boy has died after he was run over by a four-wheel drive at a home in Sydney's west. The boy was playing in the driveway when he was struck. He received critical head injuries and he later died in hospital. The Italian Senate has expelled former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi over his tax fraud conviction. The Senate Speaker declared that Mr. Berlusconi was no longer eligible for a seat in Parliament because of that conviction. The 77-year-old was convicted of masterminding an illegal scheme to reduce the tax bill of his large media company.